morning and welcome to today's presentation of high school baseball. Today, we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Division III District 84 baseball tournament at Lumen Christi, featuring the Leslie Blackhawks and the Grass Lake Warriors, plus the Lumen Christi Titans and the Napoleon Pirates. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all of the action today, starting on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. As our first game today, Leslie and Grass Lake. And then, of course, the next game, approximately noon, it's going to be Lumen and Napoleon. And then approximately 2 o'clock, it's going to be the championship game between the winners of both teams. Going to be a great day of baseball. Three of these four teams won their district last season. Leslie, Grass Lake, and Lumen all winning their district tournaments. So, obviously, two of these teams going to be finishing their season a little bit earlier than they did last year, which obviously that's always the goal year on year. You got to try to make improvements based on where you finished last year. But this is a really tough district. We knew going into the season this was going to be one of the toughest districts in Division III baseball, much less in the Jackson County area. So we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we're gonna chat Leslie and what do they bring to this first matchup today. This is High School Baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
We're back here from Lumen Christi High School for today's district baseball coverage. First matchup of the day, the Leslie Blackhawks and the Grass Lake Warriors. So first talking about Leslie, coming 24-10 on the season overall, including Tuesday's 3-1 win against Columbia Central. And what a phenomenal game for this Leslie team, specifically their starting pitcher, Jackson Fawcett. This is a kid who is, as a junior, he is already a commit to the University of Kentucky. You heard that right. University of Kentucky commit only as a junior. And it's easy to see why. This Columbia Central team had a dominant regular season. And just a few weeks ago, we saw firsthand in the Al Glick Classic just how much damage that team can do at the plate, top to bottom in their batting order. But Jackson Fawcett completely shut them down. He limited them to just one hit. That's right, one hit only for Columbia Central in their last game. And it didn't even come until the fifth inning. The sixth inning, sorry. Sixth of seven innings did Columbia Central finally get their first hit. So the final line for Jackson Fawcett in that start, he went 6 1/3. He allowed the one unearned run on one hit. He struck out 11, and he walked 4. So he did get off to a little bit of a shaky start in that one, allowing the two walks in that first inning. But the unearned run, the run scored on a pass ball. So, phenomenal stuff. And this is already a pretty good Leslie team, as I mentioned. They won the district tournament last season. And they... when you have a pitcher of that caliber, I mean, man, you're going to be tough to stop anytime. If you have when you have a pitcher of that caliber, even if you have a very mid to even poor batting lineup, but you can steal a game when you have a pitcher of that caliber. And this is a good Leslie team with a great starting pitcher. Jackson Fawcett is getting the start for this first game. Last season, they beat Springport in a point in the district tournament, lost to Lumen Christi in the regional semis. So obviously, if they win this one, they have a chance to rematch with Lumen in the second game today. In the previous matchups with Grass Lake this season, Grass Lake actually getting the upper hand of that one, sweeping Leslie 9-5 and 8-7. So, I mean, that's what we saw in the first matchup on Tuesday. Leslie, they actually got swept by Columbia Central in their regular season series. But, hey, in the playoffs, it's a completely different story, so you just never know. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, they come in 26-8 on the season. Last year, they beat Manchester, Columbia, and Clinton in the district tournament, and then ended up losing to Onstead in the regional semifinals. So, of course, they got another pretty tough district here. That was a tough district last year, and that was specifically their matchup against Columbia Central. That was a classic. And then Clinton, that was a very tough matchup as well. So this Grass Lake team, the boys sports, other sports, football and basketball specifically, they've been hammered with a lot of graduations from last year, have seen significant fall-offs in that aspect, but their baseball team has not really missed much of a step from last season. Still a lot of great talent on this team. So we're going to get our first look at them on the season in this first matchup against Leslie. As I mentioned, they swept Leslie earlier in the regular season, but again, the regular season is the regular season. The postseason, it's different. You got these teams leaving it all out there, especially against Jackson Fawcett. I mean, this guy is he was untouchable on Tuesday, and we know how potent that Columbia Central batting lineup is. So it's going to be an interesting game to monitor. We're going to take another timeout. Going to do the national anthem here, starting lineups, and then we'll get into the first pitch of our district semifinal between Leslie and Grass Lake. We're going to step aside back in 2 minutes here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible too. Built to last, their high quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Back here from Lynn Christie High School as we're getting ready for the performance of the National Anthem before we get underway. Ready to get underway from Lumen Christie High School as the Grass Lake Warriors are the home team for this first matchup. They'll be pitching first on the mound for the Grass Lake Warriors is DJ Paul. So he's thrown out his warm-up pitches before getting underway here. Today's coverage is brought to you by Prate's Place in Grass Lake. They're open 7 days a week. They've got live music on select nights, even an event space, catering for graduation parties, any other business events and such. They offer smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and much more. That's Prate's Place in Grass Lake. So we're going to go through the Leslie batting order here for the top of the first inning. Due up will be the starting pitcher, Jackson Fawcett, followed by the shortstop, Henry Bradford, and the third baseman, Easton Hawkins. Middle of the order is first baseman, Hudson Phillips, right fielder, Carter Franklin, and left fielder, John Swaggart. Bottom three is the second baseman, Chase Clark, center fielder, Joel Cranmore, and the catcher, Tucker Newland. Head coach is Rich Bradford. Meanwhile, on the other side for Grass Lake, top three will be the second baseman, Luke Guthrie, left fielder, Gavin Killinger, and the shortstop, Cameron Prater. Middle three of their order will be the catcher, Colin Knight, first baseman, Noah Orban, and the third baseman, Manny Shaffrin. Bottom three is the designated hitter, Domingo DeCastro-Elizondo, right fielder Chase Laughlin, and center fielder Kobe Sandoval. Head coach is Keith Sullen. So DJ Paul has thrown out the rest of his warm-up pitches, and we're ready to get this one underway. Of course, Leslie's dugout loud and ready to go. Of course, they made a lot of noise throughout the district quarterfinals on Tuesday. So Jackson Fawcett ready to go. He's getting into the right-handed batter's box. DJ Paul wind in the first pitch. That one a check swing. It's low. He holds up, and it's ball one. Wesley wearing their white uniforms. Orange numbers trimmed in black. Black hats with the orange LB logo. Next pitch, swing and a miss from DJ Paul. One ball, one strike. Meanwhile, Grass Lake wearing their cream-colored uniforms with navy blue numbers. Navy blue ball caps with the white front. Next one, swing and a foul tip in the dirt on the left-hand side. Makes it a 1-2 count for Fawcett. First inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Just getting underway here. 1-2. That one taken inside. Jackson Fawcett draws even at two apiece. Fawcett on Tuesday at the plate. He went 1-for-3. Single strikeout and a run. Who's got a swing? Tapper to short. Pick up, throw across to first in time. Prater to Orban to get the first out. Base is empty, one out. No score yet in the top of the first. This brings in the shortstop, Henry Bradford. Beautiful day, perfect day for district baseball and softball for that matter. Not a cloud in the sky. First pitch to Bradford, fastball misses about chest high. It's ball one. A little bit cooler temperatures this morning. We had some gusts of wind that made it feel a little bit more cool than you would have imagined for a day like today's. We got another fastball missing up and in. 2-0 count to Bradford. Here's DJ Paul with the 2-0. Another fastball missing high. Trying to get back into the zone. Supposed to be a high of about 72 degrees today. Of course, three total games in the district tournament, two semis, and then a championship. Next one right down Main Street. A little bit of a hesitation there from the home plate umpire, but that is called strike one. 3-1, DJ Paul. Getting back to the count a little bit. Here's the wind in the dish, and that's going to be a five-pitch walk. Henry Bradford goes to first base. This brings in the third baseman, Easton Hawkins, as Wesley looks to strike first here in the top of the first inning. Hawkins went 1-for-3 with a single and a sacrifice fly with an RBI in Tuesday's game against Columbia Central, the 3-1 win. Make it to this point. First pitch misses for ball one. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. 1-0 fastball. Misses high again. DJ Paul. Throwing a lot of fastballs early on. But trying to lower his sights just a bit. Gets back ready on the hill. Foot against the rubber. 2-0 on its way from the stretch. That's a swing and a pop foul out of play. Towards the left-handed side, that one goes into the trees beyond the score box and the fans sitting along the first baseline. Beautiful facilities, of course, here at Lumen Christi High School. 2-1 count. The pitch, runner goes, throw to second, not in time. That's a successful steal for Henry Bradford. And now Leslie with a runner in scoring position with still one down and a 3-1 count to Easton Hawkins. In the stretch, 3-1 swing and a foul tip that runs the count full as DJ Paul looks to get the second out of the inning. Leslie again, good opportunity to strike first early. Especially want to give some early run support to their D1 commit, Jackson Fawcett. Starting on the mound as we got a pop into foul territory left side. That is going to be just out of play. It bounces in the bullpen area next to the Grass Lake dugout along the first baseline. And that stays 3-2 with the count for Easton Hawkins in his first appearance today. 3-2 full pitch swing, line drive, base hit. This is going to be deep, potentially not a base hit. It is going to be caught. Looks initially it's going to be over the head of Killinger, but he did catch it. Meanwhile, running up, tagging, and moving to third is Bradford. So a productive fly out there for Easton Hawkins, as that is going to move Bradford up to third base. So go ahead, run 90 feet away, but two outs now. Hudson Phillips, the first baseman, now at the plate. Winding the pitch right down Main Street on the changeup. Called strike one. Winds and deals. Swinging a foul tip behind, and it's an 0-2 count. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Will Be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. DJ Paul ready to go. 0-2 count, winds and deals. Check swing. Did he break the plane? And he did, according to the second base umpire. That's the first strikeout of the game for DJ Paul, and it comes in a clutch moment as he retires the side, strands the go-ahead run at third. We're still scoreless. Bottom of the first coming up next in 60 seconds. This is High School District Baseball on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, presented by Aspen 1-Hour.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. Delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the first inning. No score yet. Leslie and Grass Lake in the district semis here at Lumen Christi High School. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. It's Grass Lake's first turn at the plate, led off by their second baseman, Luke Guthrie. First pitch by Jackson Fawcett goes straight to the backstop, misses outside. Now the 1-0 swing and a grounder right to third, gloved and thrown across the diamond. In the dirt and away. That's an error. Guthrie going to head to second on the missed throw. And that's a way to get things going for Grass Lake. Take advantage of a mistake there. Hawkins, a little bit of a low throw. Took a weird bounce there for Phillips. Couldn't handle it. And just like that, we got an E5 in Grass Lake with a runner in scoring position. Got to make Leslie pay for their mistakes, especially with a pitcher of this caliber, as we've got a bunt here by Gavin Killinger, and it's popped straight forward and into the glove of Jackson Fawcett. Four out number one, not the execution you want on a bunt right there, but evidently trying to get Guthrie moving to third with one out. That was the intention, but now still in scoring position with one out. First pitch now with Cameron Prater at the plate. That one's right down the middle for a called first strike. One thing that Fawcett known for, he can throw four different pitches all effectively for strikes, and we definitely saw that on full display on Tuesday. One ball, one strike for Prater. A little bit of a glance there at second before throwing the next pitch, which is going to be popped foul towards the softball diamond. here at Lumen Christine. It's a 1-2 count from Prater. Fawcett, a very quick pitcher as well, does not take much time between pitches. We got a swing, soft grounder to short. Pick up and throw to first, just in time by half a step, Bradford to Phillips. Four out number two, but that does advance Guthrie to third. Grass Lake. Same spot as Leslie was in the top of this first inning, brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Runner on third with two outs. Leslie not able to come through, but can Grass Lake with Colin Knight, the catcher. He swings and fouls one behind to the backstop. 0-1 count now. Next delivery from Fawcett. Fastball misses up and in. Ready to go. Already winding and dealing 1-1. Pass ball. That one misses just above the zone as well. Two balls, one strike. Trying to get Knight fishing a little bit. Trying to just paint the corners. Got a brief step off from Fawcett. Ready to go. 2-1. That was a swing. Grounder to third. Nice glove from Hawkins. Throw across to first. This time it is on target. And just like Leslie in the top of the first, Grass Lake in the bottom of the first has a runner stranded on third base. So that initial error does not come to make Leslie pay. Scoreless through one. Top of the second next in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, presented by Aspen 1 Hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Top of inning number two from Lumen Christie High School. No score yet from our first district semi. Leslie and Grass Lake. Leslie, their second time at the plate. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Starting with their right fielder, Carter Franklin. Both teams able to get a runner on third base with two outs in the first inning, but not able to score that go-ahead run. So DJ Paul ready to go. First pitch to Franklin. Swing and a tapper to short. That one's going to be gloved by Prater. Throw to first to Orban in time for the first out on a single pitch. That's exactly how we got going in the top of the first inning. Took more than one pitch, of course, but a grounder to short, out. Here's the left fielder, John Swaggart. Leslie's dugout making some more noise before that first pitch, which misses outside for ball one. A beautiful day for baseball and softball here in Jackson County. A lot of different local teams hosting districts today as we've got a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Of course, we got Lumen Christie here for baseball. Western hosting both baseball and softball districts. We've got another swing and a miss from Swaggart. He falls behind 1-2 to DJ Paul. 1-2 on its way. Swing and a pop. This one goes just to the left of home plate. Is it playable? It is not. It goes to the spectators there, where all of Grass Lake's spectators are. Out of play. Foul ball. 1-2 still for Swaggart. We got East Jackson hosting a district. Concord, I know they hosted a district yesterday. 1-2. That one taken just off the plate on the breaking pitch. 2-2. Good take for Swagger to stay alive. Draw even in the count. No, Hanover Horton is hosting the baseball district as well. Next one is a swing and a pop. This one going to the left side of the infield. Initially getting under it is the third baseman, Shaffrin, but it's instead the shortstop, Prater, that camps under it, makes the catch. Four out number two. DJ Paul looking for a 1-2-3 second inning. Second baseman, Chase Clark, steps into the right-handed batter's box. Kicks and fires, swinging a foul up and out of play to his right. Falls behind 0-1. Second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Scoreless, base is empty here. With two outs, next one, that one called strike two. And now it looks like the catcher, Knight, needs to retie his left shoe. Left cleat, rather. He's ready to go. DJ Paul gets back on the mound, looking to make this a quick top of the second. 0-2, swinging another foul up and out of play to the right side. Clark staying in there. Ready to go again, DJ Paul. Another 0-2 to Chase Clark. That one called strike three. We will leave it right there for the second inning. Second strikeout of the game for DJ Paul. Second inning in a row that he ends the inning on a strikeout. Still scoreless. Bottom of the second coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School District Baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Aspen One Hour.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the second inning, no score yet between Leslie and Grass Lake for our district semis here at Lumen Christi High School. Leading off is the first baseman, Noah Orban, and he swings and misses on the first pitch from Jackson Fawcett. Another 0-1, that one misses away. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Grass Lake in the inning, followed by Manny Shaffrin and Domingo DeCoster Elizondo, as we got another swing and a miss from the left-handed batter. Lefty pitcher, lefty hitter matchup here. We got a swing and a tapper. This one goes to Fawcett, and he's just going to run and tag Orban. They're going to say that that didn't count. He tagged Orban, and the ball came out of his glove. I guess they're going to say that that didn't count. That one was gloved by Fawcett just along the first base line and went to tag Orban, and right when he made contact, the ball popped out of his glove, so that's going to be an error. So both the first and the second innings for Grass Lake starting off with an error, getting the leadoff hitter on as the first pitch to Shaffrin. As they swing a grounder to third, throw to second to get the first out, and then the throw to first is too late for the double play, but for Leslie's sake, able to at least get that first batter out from that error. So Shaffrin at first, one out. No score yet here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the designated hitter, Domingo Da Costa Elizondo. Quick glance at first. Here's the throw. Runner going to second as the pitcher's in the dirt, and the throw is late. A little bit of a hesitation there from Shaffrin at first. He looked like he initially wanted to go, and then once he saw the pitch was in the dirt and it took Newland, the catcher, a little bit of time to make the pickup. He saw his window and he took it. He is at second now with one out. Another opportunity for Grass Lake to take the lead. 1-0, swing, the foul tip. Da Costa Elizondo taking a moment, looks at his card on his left forearm before stepping back into the right-hander's batter's box. Next one, 1-1, way out in front of that one. Change up below the zone. Beautiful delivery from Fawcett. 1-2. Gets his pitch from Newland. Glance at second. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses high. Trying to get Da Costa Elizondo swinging out of the zone on those high fastballs. Always tempting to swing at. He held all the way there. Now we got Da Costa Elizondo calling for time here. Not a bad decision, especially with Jackson Fawcett. He certainly does not waste much time. He's a quick pitcher, even if there was hypothetically a pitch clock at the high school level, which there isn't, at least not yet. 2-2. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Fawcett. And there's a big second out. Here's the right fielder, Chase Laughlin, trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake with Manny Shaffrin in scoring position. Fastball misses inside. 1-0 the count. Very low scoring game, as can be expected. Both teams bringing their best pitchers to the table here. Pitch this time gets the inside half of the plate. Called strike one. 1-1 count. Next delivery. Swinging a tapper. This one goes to the shortstop. Gloved and thrown to first. In time, Bradford to Phillips. And once more, a runner in scoring position is stranded on the bases as this thing remains scoreless. So another leadoff error for Grass Lake to get that base runner on, but does not come to pass. No score yet. Top of the third coming your way next. This is High School Baseball presented by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Two innings have come and gone here from Lumen Christi High School, but no runs have scored yet between Leslie and Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Again, games 2 and 3 today will be over on our sister station, WKHM, Jackson's Newstalk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Wesley's third turn at the plate. 8-9-1 due up, led off by the center fielder and football quarterback, Joel Cranmore. DJ Paul missed on the first pitch with ball one. And meanwhile, we got a swing and a grounder that sneaks in between the third baseman and the shortstop. That's the first base hit of the game for either team. So Leslie, they get their leadoff hitter on for the first time of these three innings. Let's see if they could do something with it. Tucker Newland, the catcher, stands in. He's got a bunt. This one hugs the first base line. Pick up by Paul, and he'll get the guaranteed out at first. That's a sacrifice bunt for Newland. Cranmore moves into scoring position, and that brings back the top of the order. Great opportunity here, especially with the 8-9 hitters up, getting one of those guys on. That's huge here for Leslie as they look to strike first. Fawcett back at the plate with the top of the order. Glance second. First pitch, that one misses inside for ball one. Fawcett 0-for-1. He grounded out to shortstop to lead off the game in the first inning. Quick glance at second from Paul. 1-0. That one low. 2-0 count. Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. 2-0 fastball well above the zone. Neck high, and it's 3-0. Only one walk so far from Paul. That was back in the first inning to Henry Bradford, who is in the on-deck circle. Fastball just getting the lower inside corner. Staying alive in the count, 3-1. Runner in scoring position with one out for Leslie at the top of the third. Next one, swing, and a pop. This one in foul territory. Just behind home plate, and that's going to be caught by the catcher, Colin Knight, falling down. Just getting under it. That one straight up and down around home plate, and that's a huge second out for Grass Lake. Leslie, meanwhile, still an opportunity to strike here. Runner on second with two outs. Here is Henry Bradford. First pitch, right down Main Street, called strike one from DJ Paul. In the stretch, quick glance at second, 0-1. Swinging a line drive, this one to right center field, and that is going to be caught by Sandoval in center. Leadoff base runner to the sacrifice bunt, getting him in scoring position. Leslie not able to capitalize. Going to be another four-batter inning and still no score. Bottom of the third. Coming up next between Leslie and Grass Lake, this is Boys District Baseball presented by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of three from Lumen Christi High School. No score yet between Leslie and Grass Lake. 9-1-2 due up for the Warriors, led off by the center fielder Kobe Sandoval, who made the catch to end the last half inning. Currently a 1-1 count with the starting pitcher Jackson Fawcett. Wines and deals. That one misses up and in. 2-1. First plate appearance of the day for Kobe Sandoval. Then we'll go back into the top of the orders. Another fastball. That one called strike two. 2-2 count. For Jackson Fawcett. Couple of errors. Otherwise one strikeout. Now another strikeout. Swing and a miss from Sandoval. Striking out two of his last three batters. And he gets the leadoff hitter retired. That brings back the top of the order with the second baseman, Luke Guthrie. He reached on an error in the bottom of the first inning to lead things off for Grass Lake. First pitch this time gets the inside half for strike one. Winds and deals. That one is missing inside. 1-1. Third inning presented by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Swing and a miss on a low delivery. 1-2. Jackson Fawcett, he's been pitching very well right from the gates in this one. He's got a swing and a line drive into the nets right in front of us. Stays alive 1-2 with that foul. Again, on Tuesday in the district quarterfinal against Columbia Central, started a little bit shaky, two walks in that first inning. He's got a swing and a grounder laser towards the Grass Lake dugout. A couple players hopping out of the way. Good thing they got some of those fences there. Some protection. Another 1-2 on its way. That one just off the plate outside. 2-2, great take for Guthrie. Trying to get on base for the second time. He calls time. Sort of warning issued from the first base umpire to the Leslie dugout. Something about a batting helmet. 2-2. Fastball misses high. And Guthrie putting together a great plate appearance right here. Running the count full after falling behind into a quick two-strike count. Payoff pitch from Fawcett. Floats it in. That's going to be a swing and a pop into foul territory along the first base line. And the first baseman reaches back and makes the catch. Phillips, he underplayed it initially, but able to recover. Stretches out. Nice catch for out number two. First two batters retired. That brings in the left fielder, Gavin Killinger. Trying to keep the third inning alive for Grass Lake. Still no score here from Woman Christie High School, our first district semi. Winds and deals right down the middle. Called for a strike. Winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count. Killinger, couple practice swings, steps back in, 0-2. That one just inside. Ooh, gets some groans from the Leslie supporters here. 1-2 now. Swing and a foul on the right-hand side. Bangs off the padding just to the side of the Leslie dugout. Still a 1-2 count. Fawcett winds and deals. Swinging another foul up and out of play. So Killinger just hanging in there. Now starting to get some cheers from Grass Lake's dugout and supporters. Fawcett looking to retire Grass Lake in order here in the third. Swings and deals. Pitch in the dirt. 2-2 now. Really trying to get his pitch count up there. Fouling off several pitches. Laying off ones like that. Here's the 2-2. That one's off the plate. Count runs full. Back-to-back Guthrie and Killinger falling into an early two-strike hole, but able to fight back and run the count full. Payoff on its way. Called strike three. Two of the three outs in the inning. Come by way of the strikeout, third of the day for Jackson Fawcett, And still, no score through three innings between Wesley and Grass Lake. Top of the fourth next in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
About halfway through this first game already. Very quick pace so far. Only one combined hit from these two teams. Very few base runners. And no runs yet between Wesley and Grass Lake. Top of the fourth, 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Blackhawks. Led off by the third baseman, Easton Hawkins, who looks at strike one on the lower inside corner. Good amount of supporters for both teams making the trip over to Lumen Christi High School for this first game today. Winner will move on to the district championship later this afternoon. We'll be taking on the winner of Napoleon and Lumen Christi, which is our next game. We got a swing and a pop, this one to shallow left field, as multiple guys running this one down. The left fielder runs this one down. Gavin Killinger, sliding catch. Boy, looked like there might have been a near collision there between he and the shortstop Prater, but a nice rundown to get that first out. That brings in the first baseman, Hudson Phillips. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout in this one. DJ Paul, he's just rolling on along here. First pitch, swing and a grounder just foul along the first baseline. Through 3 1/3, DJ Paul has allowed no runs on one hit, 2 strikeouts and 1 walk. No Grass Lake errors to this point as well. Winds and deals. That one's going to be taken inside on the fastball. 1-1 to Phillips. Winds and deals again. Swinging a fly ball. This one out of play. Look out. That one bangs off the roof of the third base dugout on the softball diamond. 1-2 count now. DJ Paul ready to go on the hill. 1-2. That one taken inside. 2-2. Wind picking up a little bit here at Lumen Christi High School. Today's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Kelly Fuels, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, County National Bank, and County and Omni, as we got a diving catch. Unbelievable. Luke Guthrie, the second baseman. That was a line drive. That was going into the outfield, but Luke Guthrie had something to say about that one. Incredible catch for out number two. This brings in the right fielder, Carter Franklin, number 5 in the batting order. Trying to keep this thing alive for Wesley. Winds and deals, swinging a pop. That one into shallow right field, and Guthrie makes another catch. He's going to go out there from short, from second rather. And that is going to do it. Retired in order are the Blackhawks here in the top of the fourth inning. Still no score between Leslie and Grass Lake in our district semifinal. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Police High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Quick 0-2 count to Cameron Prater leading off for Grass Lake here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still no score between Grass Lake and Leslie. Connor Dockery with you broadcasting live from Lumen Christi High School here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Next fastball from Jackson Fawcett misses low and in for a 1-2 count now. Cameron Prater looks at the next one, and that one called strike three inside half. Back-to-back strikeouts dating back to last inning for Fawcett. And he is starting to rack up the strikeouts now. That's his fourth in the last six batters. Retires the leadoff hitter here. Here's the number four hitter, catcher Colin Knight. First pitch swinging a pop foul out of play. 0-1 count. Colin Knight 0-for-1. He grounded out to end the first inning for Grass Lake. 0-1 called strike two. Nice off speed floats in there. Winds and deals. That one misses inside. One, two. That one's called strike three again inside half. Back-to-back looking strikeouts to start the inning. Three in a row. Strikeout number five for Jackson Fawcett. Got another chance to retire Grass Lake in order. Here at the bottom of the fourth, he's retired his last seven batters in a row. Check swing. That one's ball one. 1-0. That one's ball two. Today's coverage brought to you by Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week. Live music on select nights. Event space for catering and other events. Offers smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. That's Prates Place in Grass Lake. Another pitch misses. It's ball three to Noah Orban, the first baseman, before floating in the off speed on the outside half of the plate to the lefty hitter for a called first strike. Check swing. That's off the plate. First walk of the game issued by Jackson Fawcett. Grass Lake has their first base runner on in two innings as they try to work some two-out magic here. Here's the third baseman, Manny Shaffrin, number six in the order for Grass Lake. No score yet here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch in there for strike one on the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Jackson Fawcett trying to strand another base runner. Quick glance at first. And a step off now. Fawcett needs some more time. 0-2. Swinging a tapper. This one goes right to the second baseman. Picked up Clark over to Phillips in time. And that two-out walk. Leslie not letting it burn them once more. And it's another quick inning. Through four. no score between Leslie and Grass Lake. Top of the fifth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Four innings have come and gone here for our first game today, and still no runs have scored. Leslie and Grass Lake in a pitcher's duel between DJ Paul and Jackson Fawcett. DJ Paul, meanwhile, gets a swing and a miss from John Swaggart. Leadoff batter for Leslie to start this fifth inning. 0-1, swinging a grounder right along the first baseline. Initially bobbled by Orban, but he makes the pickup. Throw to DJ Paul, covering the bag. Nice recovery. And there's a quick first out. Again, we knew this is going to be one of the more competitive district tournaments in the entire state, given that three of these teams, including both teams on the field right now, district winners from last year. So bases empty, one out. Here's Chase Clark, the second baseman for Leslie. Looks at the first pitch in there for strike one. Next one, 0-1. Swing and a miss out in front of that one. Nice changeup from DJ Paul. Makes it 0-2. Able to retire Leslie in order in the last inning. Next one. Swinging a foul tapped on the right-hand side. Stays 0-2. DJ Paul retiring his last seven batters he's faced as well, including the top half of Leslie's order. They're better hitters. Talk about Jackson Fawcett pitching with confidence. How about DJ Paul pitching with confidence as he gets a swing and a miss for strike three? His third strikeout of the game. First one since the second inning. And he retires the first two hitters in this inning. Still no score. That brings in the number eight hitter, Joel Cranmore, who, by the way, has the only Leslie base hit. First pitch swing, line drive, and he laces another one into center field. He's 2-for-2. Boy, whatever he's got going at the plate against DJ Paul. Leslie hoping that the rest of the team gets a taste of that. Man, that was the first pitch, too. Runner on first with two outs, no score yet. Here's the Leslie number nine hitter, Tucker Newland, the catcher. We got a check throw at first as Cranmore dives back in safely. Next pitch, that one misses high. 1-0 the count. Now another check throw at first. Cranmore in again safely. So Tucker Newland, he dropped a sacrifice bunt in the third inning in his first plate appearance. Runner goes, next one, fly ball into left field. This should do it for this inning, and that is another catch for Gavin Killinger to retire the side after that two-out single from Joel Cranmore. Still no score. Bottom of the fifth coming your way next. This is Boys High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Fifth inning stretch. And there's still no score. Bunch of zeros there on the scoreboard in center field here at Lumen Christi High School. For our first game today, Leslie and Grass Lake. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Lumen Christi and Napoleon later this afternoon. And here we go again. Jackson Fawcett wheeling and dealing through four innings. 7-8-9 due up for Grass Lake. Led off by the designated hitter, Domingo De Castro Elizondo, who looks at strike one right down the middle. Next delivery, swing, fly ball. This one going to left field. And not even having to move, really. John Swagger camps under it, makes the catch for out number one. So De Castro Elizondo now 0-for-2 in this one with a flyout and strikeout. That brings in the number 8 hitter, right fielder Chase Laughlin. First pitch, that one is called strike one, clips the bottom corner. 0-1. That one misses outside. Chase Laughlin is 0-for-1 as well. Ground out back in the second inning. 1-1 swing and a grounder. This one goes to the second baseman, Clark. Easy throw over to Phillips for out number two. In the last three innings, just one base runner for Grass Lake. That was a two-out walk last inning for Noah Orban. This brings in the nine-hole hitter, Kobe Sandoval. Center fielder who looks at strike one on the inside half. Base is empty, no score still here in the bottom of the fifth. Something's got to give at some point. 0-2 now. Another pitch in there. Fawcett, another opportunity to retire Grass Lake in order. Looking to do so for the second time today. As the next pitch, breaking pitch, misses inside. Ball one. 1-2. That one called strike three. Strikeout number six for Fawcett. And just like the third inning, Grass Lake goes down in order. And we still have no score through five. This is Boys High School Baseball presented by Aspen One Hour. Top of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile.
Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Top of the sixth, still no score. Wesley and Grass Lake from Lumen Christi High School are first of two district semifinals today, followed by the championship later in the afternoon. 1, 2, and 3 due up for Wesley in this inning, led off by their phenomenal starting pitcher, Jackson Fawcett, who swings and fouls one behind on the first pitch. Very identical performances from these pitchers today. Both teams have only seen three total base runners each. Next one in there for called strike two. Nice delivery from DJ Paul. Here's the 0-2. Swing, fly ball. This one going to right field towards the first base line, and it's going to be gloved by Laughlin for out one. The continued consistency by both these pitchers as well to retire the leadoff hitter. That has really stymied either of these teams' chances to try to have some success, as the first pitch to the shortstop, Henry Bradford, now is in the dirt. Another impact as well has been the inability to get multiple base runners on. Again, only three total base runners for each team, as we've got a swing and a grounder to second base. Guthrie to Orban in time for out number two. The inability to get multiple base runners on in a single inning, that's been very beneficial to these pitchers as well. First two hitters retired. That brings in the third baseman, Easton Hawkins, to try to keep things going for Leslie. Top of the sixth, base is empty, still no outs, as we got a swing and a miss on the first pitch. Easton Hawkins, he's 0 for 2, couple of flyouts to left field. Winds and deals, fastball misses inside. 1-1 count. Both Napoleon and Lumen Christi arriving for this one, waiting in the Leslie bullpen area. Watching this one, both teams scouting out their potential second opponent today. Next one misses, 2-1. Paul winds and deals, swing and a miss from Hawkins. 2-2 count with two down in the inning. Winds and deals, 2-2. Swing, fly ball. This one slices foul and out of play. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Jessica Villarreal with Five Star Realty. Staying alive, 2-2, Easton Hawkins. Another pitch on its way. Check swing, it's low. Did he break the plane? No, he did not, according to the first base umpire, and it's a full 3-2 count. Winds and deals, payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive, this one going to right center field, and that's going to be a painless catch from Laughlin. Wesley goes down in order with their top three batters here in the top of the sixth inning, and still no score. Who is going to get, might even just be a one-run game here. That might be all that is necessary to win this one. We'll see. Bottom of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Back here from Lumen Christi High School, bottom of the sixth inning. No score yet, but a quick line drive just as we were coming back from Luke Guthrie leading off on the first pitch against Jackson Fawcett. So a leadoff base runner on for Grass Lake as the first pitch to the next batter, Gavin Kilger, out of the zone for a ball, and then a check throw from the catcher to first is not in time. Guthrie diving back in. That is the first base hit of the game for Grass Lake here in the sixth inning. Just like Columbia Central, took them all the way into the sixth inning before they finally got some good contact against Jackson Fawcett. 0-2 count, meanwhile, to Gavin Killinger. Next delivery. That one is taken low. Breaking pitch. That one just broke right ahead of home plate. Out of the zone, and Killinger didn't bite. Great feed, though. 1-2. Swing and a foul out of play to the right. Still 1-2. So I mentioned the two keys, pitchers consistently getting the leadoff hitter out and limiting multiple base runners in a single inning. That's been going a long way for both these pitchers to have the success that they've had in this one. But again, something's got to give at some point. 2-2 now to Killinger. That one goes to the backstop. It's missed by the catcher, Newland, and that's going to move up Guthrie. Runner in scoring position with no outs. This is the best opportunity since the first inning that Grass Lake has had of scoring a run. They got a runner in third with two outs in that inning, but could not score. Pitch misses off the plate. Ball four. So we got a single and a walk to start this inning for Grass Lake. And here's their number three hitter, Cameron Prater. Great opportunity. They do not want to waste this with how the previous five innings have gone in terms of opportunities and even just base runners, period. So first pitch in there for a called first strike to Prater. Fawcett ready to go, and he steps off. Prater is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout in this one. 0-1 on its way. Runners go. Now a grounder into right field. Runner's going to get the green light to go home. Relay throw not in time. A one-run single for Cameron Prater breaks this scoreless tie. 1-0 Grass Lake in the bottom of the sixth. Huge RBI presented by Aspen 1 Hour. Cameron Prater. A design double steal, and that got the first baseman Phillips away from his spot. Able to help that hit go. Some hit and run actions. We got the pitch. That one missed by the glove. Runner trying to score from third. He is in safely. A passed ball now. That scores another Grass Lake run. It's 2-0. Bottom of the sixth over Leslie. Wow. I told you something had to give at some point with how great both these pitchers look today. And this looks to be Grass Lake's inning. Runner on second, still nobody out. We got a bunt here by Knight. And that's just going to be eaten up as Phillips, he ran off first and there was nobody covering the bag. Infield single for Knight on the bunt. Just like that, before this inning. Five innings. Grass Lake had no hits. They've got three hits in their first four batters, the other one being a walk. Now we're going to have a quick mound visit here for Jackson Fawcett, trying to settle him down. Grass Lake pouring on the pressure. They've got runners on first and third with nobody outs, leading 2-0 here. Again, a leadoff single for Luke Guthrie, and then a walk, 2-on, and then you had some hit-and-run action with Prater, bringing in the first run of the game, and then a passed ball, bringing in the second run. Still having a chat here. Head coach Rich Bradford trying to rally the troops here as well. Not only with these Grass Lake batters starting to get some contact against Fawcett, but some misplays defensively as well. We saw the pass ball bringing in a run. And then that bunt on the last play from Knight that brought the first baseman Phillips off of first base, but then nobody there to cover. We're ready to go again. First pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, and Newland not even going to fire to second, not even going to risk maybe that runner coming from third. Don't want to misplay it. Don't want to have a bad throw, so an uncontested steal of second for Knight. And we got two in scoring position, still no outs. 0-1 to Noah Orban. Throw goes straight to the backstop, but an advantageous bounce gets it back to the catcher, Newland, quickly. Neither base runner advances. It's 1-1. This is the inning that Grass Lake has, really either of these teams, has been desperate for at the plate. 1-1 pitch from Fawcett. Misses outside. 2-1. Orban is 0-for-1. He reached on an error in the second and then walked in the fourth. 3-1. Another pitch. Fastball missing off the plate. Here's Fawcett again, 3-1. Swing and a miss. Count runs full. Looking for that elusive first out. Outs have been coming quick and easy for him all day long, but not in this inning. Get another one in there. That they actually had the count wrong on the scoreboard, so it actually was strike three, so that actually is going to be strikeout. For Jackson Fawcett, they had 3-1 before that pitch. We got a swing. Line drive, base hit in the right field for Manny Shaffrin. 2-run score. Huge 2-run knock for Shaffrin. 4-0 Grass Lake. Base runners at a premium in the first five innings. Suddenly here in the sixth, when it rains, it pours. Two Aspen one-hour RBIs for Shaffrin. And now we're going to have another mound visit here for Jackson Fawcett. This may be it for the University of Kentucky commit in just his junior year of high school. Again, he's been phenomenal. It was mostly on his efforts that Leslie was able to pull off the win over Columbia Central on Tuesday, and obviously, he's been spectacular through five in this one. But Grass Lake finally able to break through. I mentioned the lack of multiple base runners in an inning has been massive to both these pitchers in this game. But suddenly, in this sixth inning, Grass Lake able to get multiple base runners on without an out. And then they're able to just use that momentum to their favor. Three hits make it four hits now. Four runs and a walk mixed in there. So we got a new pitcher warming up. It's Easton Hawkins trying to get out of this jam. 4-0 Grass Lake here in the bottom of the sixth. Domingo De Castro Elizondo ready to go at the plate. So final line to this point. Again, we could still have some more runs come across. But to this point, Jackson Fawcett, through 5 1/3 innings, he has allowed 4 runs on 4 hits with 7 strikeouts and just 2 walks. And again, a chance that Manny Shaffrin standing at first. If he scores in this inning, then he will count as Jackson Fawcett's run. So here we go. Easton Hawkins now on the mound, trying to get these next two outs. First pitch, that one's low for ball one. And no matter what happens in the rest of this inning, Leslie will have their final chance in the top of the seventh to try to at least match what Grass Lake was able to do in this inning. Pitch is low in the dirt. Initially, Shaffrin looking like he wanted to run, but he went back. And instead of Shaffrin, we do have a pinch runner actually at first base as well. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss for DeCosta Elizondo. It is Brady Westcott, the runner at first. 2-1 for DeCosta Elizondo. 4-0 Grass Lake. Still just one out in the inning. Bottom of the sixth. This is the inning they needed. In the stretch for Hawkins. 2-1. Swing and a line drive. This one goes right to the catcher. Make it the second baseman. Jeez, wrong position. But then a misplay, misthrow. Bobbled it. That one went right to Clark at second. And then he kind of bobbled it, tried to make a backhanded throw to Bradford, the shortstop, covering second, and couldn't make the connection. That's going to be an error that gets both base runners on now. Third error of the game for Leslie. Runners on first and second now with still one out. Here is the number eight hitter, Chase Laughlin. First pitch, swing and a foul tip into the glove. That's strike one. Laughlin 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts. Quick glance at second. Here's the 0-1. Way high. That one goes straight to the backstop, and both base runners move up on a wild pitch. Two in scoring position now with still one out. Grass Lake can add even more to their 4-0 lead already here. Today's coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Schools, Prates Place Restaurant, Napoleon Cafe, and Shamrock Bar. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now for Laughlin. Again, no scores at all through the first 5.5 innings, but here in the bottom of the sixth, Grass Lake, huge inning. Pitch misses inside. It's ball two. Looking for the second now. Easton Hawkins here in relief. Quick glance at second. Next pitch, fastball misses up and in. 3-2, full count. Hawkins ready to go in the stretch. 3-2, swing and a miss. Huge second out for Leslie. Boy, they needed that one. There's the second out. Two in scoring position for Grass Lake. 4-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. That brings in the number nine hitter, Kobe Sandoval. Eighth strikeout overall for this Leslie pitching staff. First in relief for Hawkins. We got a swing and a miss for Sandoval. Falls behind 0-1. With Sandoval at the plate, the entire 1-9 batting order has come to the plate in this sixth inning. Next pitch in there called strike two. 0-2. That one taken low. Ball one. Leslie again. At this point, they need to score at least four runs in the top of the seventh, but it depends on what happens here. Still could see some more runs scored as we got a late swing and a miss. Strike three, Kobe Sandoval goes down on strikes for the third time today, but the damage has been done. Four runs on four hits, one Leslie error, and two runners left on base. It is 4-0, Grass Lake over Leslie, top of the seventh. Grass Lake looking to advance to the district championship, trying to shut things down here. Back in 60 seconds, this is Boys High School Baseball on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
You're listening to live coverage of high school baseball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
All comes down to this for Leslie. 4-0, a four-run bottom of the sixth for Grass Lake. Puts them in front. And now Leslie just trying to keep this game going. They need to get at least four runs in this inning to keep it going. 4, 5, and 6 due up. Led off by the first baseman, Hudson Phillips. In the starting pitcher for Grass Lake, DJ Paul still going in this one. Currently a 1-1 count. Next pitch, that one inside. 1-2. DJ Paul looking to out-duel a Division I pitcher. As we got a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 4 for Paul. And he retires the leadoff batter here in the seventh. Two more outs for Leslie. 4-0 lead for Grass Lake. Here is the right fielder, Carter Franklin. First pitch inside. Over the plate, called strike one. Winner of this game faces on the winner of Napoleon and Lumen Christi, which will be our next game. That'll start in about 30 to 60 minutes after the conclusion of this one. 1-1. Next one swung on and fouled behind, up and over the scorer's table. 1-2. Wines and deals, DJ Paul. That one up and in. Good take there for Franklin. 2-2, although getting some groans there from the Grass Lake dugout. They thought that was called strike 3. Next one, inside for a full 3-2 count. Carter Franklin 0-for-2 in this one with a ground out and a pop out back in the second and fourth innings. Payoff pitch. Swinging a foul behind. Franklin staying alive. Winds and deals. In the dirt, and that's a walk. Just the second walk of the game issued by DJ Paul. Leslie has a one-out base runner, trailing 4-0 here in the top of the seventh. Here's the left fielder, John Swaggart, number 6 in the order. Got a swing and a grounder. This one goes just past the second baseman. Luke Guthrie made a great effort. He was able to block it down. He makes a recovery throw and the out at third. Franklin, very aggressive, trying to move up to third on that play, but he is gunned down by Guthrie. So we got a single from Swagger, but then the out at third. And just like that, we've got two outs. Runner on first, Leslie down to their final out. trailing 4-0 here in the district semis to Grass Lake. This brings in Chase Clark, the second baseman. Looks like we actually got a pinch hitter right here trying to keep this alive. First pitch called, strike one. I believe this is Landon Craig. Next one, swing and a foul tip. 0-2, final strike now for Leslie. DJ Paul looking to go the complete game shutout. 0-2, misses high. That one floats in. Craig ducking out of the way of that one. 1-2. One, two on its way. Swing and a foul tip, just hanging in there. You know, DJ Paul and Grass Lake, boy, they want this final strike. They want to get out of this. Looking on to the district championship later this afternoon. Wesley looking for an incredible comeback here. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's it. Grass Lake. This was a pitcher's duel. Unbelievable matchup between DJ Paul and Jackson Fawcett. Grass Lake and Leslie. Scoreless through 5.5 innings. And in the bottom of the 6th inning, Grass Lake comes through. They score 4 runs on 4 hits. Got some early pressure against Fawcett. Finally getting some good contact against him as well. And they were able to ride that to a berth in the district championship later this afternoon, taking on the winner of Lumen Christi and Napoleon. As we get the final line score right here, so 4-0, Grass Lake over Leslie. Leslie, 3 hits. They commit 3 errors, and they left 4 runners on base. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, they had their 4 runs on 4 hits. They committed 0 errors, and they left 5 runners on base. So literally just that 6th inning, if you take out the bottom of the 6th inning for Grass Lake, then this one we're looking at, you know, potentially extra innings here. But Grass Lake, they come through in the late stages of this one when they need to most. And again, they will be playing in the district championship later this afternoon. So the winning pitcher, DJ Paul, goes the full 7 innings. No runs on 1 hit. 5 strikeouts and 2 walks. Unbelievable performance for him. Outduels again a future University of Kentucky pitcher, Jackson Fawcett, who goes 5 1/3 innings, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits, 7 strikeouts and 2 walks. Meanwhile, Easton Hawkins came in relief. Got the last 2 outs, both of them on the strikeout. Unbelievable performance for Grass Lake. So we're going to be stepping aside, going to send it back to regular programming. And then in the next 30 to 60 minutes or so, we'll have live coverage of our second game today, Napoleon and Lumen Christi. Live coverage of that one, as well as the championship game, will be over on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. But one more time, final score, Grass Lake 4, Wesley 0. We'll be sending it back to regular programming and, again, back in 30 to 60 minutes over on WKHM. And that'll do it here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.